Yep, I'm using my phone as well.
If it says record, we're good enough.
Yes. Okay, sorry, now we're recording.
Thank you. I'll start with department head reports, Marjorie.
We just, in April, on April 9th, we'll start our creative aging class. We're making floral arrangements. So if anybody, you know, even wants to sign up, I still have slots for that.
That is not the microphone.
I know, it's like, hold on, it's not me, I swear.
Sorry, when is flower arranging?
The ninth, it starts on the ninth.
Okay, start?
Yes. And then we'll go the ninth, and then whatever the next Thursday is, and then the Tuesday, and end the next Thursday, so it ends the 22nd.
Okay.
A gal from the Barber Floral is gonna come and teach it. And then just ready for our kite making and kite flying and all that good stuff.
Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
Parks and Rec.
Okay, some of this might be a little bit of a repeat from what Jim reported last week. Or was it last week?
Last meeting.
Or last meeting.
Yeah.
So, refurbished helmets, football helmets, those that I sent out to get refurbished, they're back and down in the shed again.
Did they do a good job?
They did an excellent job.
Awesome.
And so those, they sit and say they're supposed to be redone every 3 years. The guy that did them for me, he says that they push them to 5, so we'll push them as far as we can. And we'll probably have another group that goes down to them next year, but I'll be putting in an order for another order of new helmets and shoulder pads here within the next couple of weeks. Next week, the home run fence will be put up, and then all games will start on April 11th. And the cook shack will be open for business. Then also, one thing we're doing different this year, instead of selling chips, we are doing fries with our burgers this year. Mm-hmm. And so, come get a burger.
And fries.
I have sent and checked the periodically whenever there's been a power glitch, I think, check the freezer down there to make sure that it's stayed running. And so far, me is still in good shape. That's down there. Soccer. First game starts on April 14th. Our little project with Go Heads has been completed on the South Ball Diamond. And they are not all gone, but they are able to play on the field now. We hauled 13 wheelbarrows of goat heads off that South Ball run.
You deserve an award.
Between myself and the two boys, we made a screed, we raked. There's probably 20 plus rows going across that field, and we scooped every bit of it and ran it through a screed, dumped in the wheelbarrow, and then we had to rake all the dirt back out. And so one thing that field needs to have done, and we've got, is recut our perimeter, and it really, from the ball diamond in the past, and if you sit and go in a circle with the leveler, we have a nail thing that rips it, and then you have a mat that you drag behind it. Well, as you sit and work from the inside out, it pushes your dirt to, and then it builds a mound or a berm along the outside right there, and that needs to be cut down and re-leveled. And the ball diamonds really need to have someone come in and kind of like what a farmer does to his fields with a level, and they're putting a grade to it so the water, we want to just get it so that it is level, there's high and low spots in it. I have found that on the South Ball Diamond, there is a mini storm drain, and that thing is filled to the top with dirt. And so there's no way of anything draining off of So the weeds have been sprayed, and the wellness garden was supposed to have been sprayed at the same time. That was 2 days ago.
Did the retention pond get sprayed too?
No, okay. I didn't tell him. I've never talked to him about the retention pond.
You can take care of that retention pond over there.
Yeah, we talked about that.
On 300.
The one on Third West?
Third West, yeah.
Okay.
So I can talk to him about it. Thank you. You want me to talk to him about spraying bees at the library also?
I did have a family come and volunteer, and they pulled quite a few weeds, but
this is for keeping them going.
Yeah, it would be nice to still have them. One more frustration I have is I have tried to get a hold of Buster, and he has not come back to fix that outdoor button, and I'm a little agitated at it. So,
okay. What can I do to help you?
No, Mayor, you may have to call.
Who is Buster?
Help he me. Was the contractor.
And this is Gary Buster.
I can talk to you. I'll email you.
Yeah, email me, please. We'll chase it now.
Okay.
The water for the restrooms and the cook shack will be turned on this week, coming next week as well. We've got to do a major cleaning in the cook shack from the winter project that we had in there. The new serving windows and the new screen doors are installed and have been caulked and sealed.
Awesome.
So, not sealed to keep anything out, it's just we caulked to get rid of joints and stuff like that so it can look a little better. Two of the three park guidelines, rules, signs have been installed. They're up. Travis has informed me that he thinks that there's a sheet of metal that we can install to put up the third sign, so we'll get with him on getting that put up. T-ball pitch machine and the girls' softball registrations are going right at this time, and we're advertising for that at the same time. The iPads that we have used in the past with our square for our concessions and that type of thing, we are no longer going to have. We're getting rid of the iPads, the way they're charging us and stuff like that. We've got to do a test run, but we have been able to download it onto my city phone. And if that works, we're going to just run off the city phones with that and the square. So we'll just have to have the square there in my city phone or in the city phone there, and it'll work. So Jeanette, for wheat and beet days, whoever's going to be in there, they're going to have to have it downloaded onto their phone. I'll get one more square to do that. But the cross country and them that do their service, their fundraising stuff, they'll have to have a way of controlling their own money and doing their own thing. They got a little bit of a, I think they got burned a little bit last year on taxes and stuff.
They
got
in there. They really do get burned on taxes, don't they?
So just so that you're aware, anything that goes on other than those that were running the cook shack, they'll need to have, well, I'll let them use the square we have. We'll just have to set up a different account for their money to go into and stuff. We've talked about this with the Children's Theater and theirs, and they were all up for it and stuff like that. So.
Okay, I'll put that in my notes to get that taken care of before then.
Cameras down at the park, I think we talked about it a little bit. You was going to do some research on it. Currently, each camera is on its own router. Each router we are being charged for. Currently, from discussions we've had and talking to others, we should be able to set up one router and run multiple cameras down there at one time off of one router. And so we just need to do some investigating on that. And if I'd like to have more than just the local guys looking at that and stuff.
You got suggestions, let me know.
Well, I don't know, I'd have to just research them online and stuff like that.
I'll look into it too.
So, then the last thing that I got covered is our, the sports general fund, our budget. It's been brought up more than once, whether the park is running on its budget currently for each program. Now, when I saw, I talked about the budget is, to me, you have an umbrella and you have a budget, it is the park maintenance, the park, mowing the lawn, all that type of stuff that goes on down there. And then you have the budget of football, soccer, all the sports programs and stuff. Well, we went through, and I've thought about this before, but I finally just talked about it with Tiffany, and we ran, went through with the city accountant. And we can set up, and we're going to set up a, it's a general budget, like the fire department has number 42, we're gonna be number 48. And then underneath those general budgets is where registration money will go to. There'll be no more budget from the city. They'll run from what registration money.
You still have to have a budget.
Well, it's a budget, it's called a budget. But it's not funded by the city.
Yeah, it's a way for the council to know if we, like this first year, we'll have to transfer money from the general fund to get this right for football that's coming in right now before this.
We know how much money came in.
But then if you ever have to transfer money again to this fund, you know that you are funding the sports programs.
And that money that goes into that carries over, I do not have to use it or lose it. That way I can also go for grants and have matching funds for like the lights on the Little League football field. All that type of stuff, so.
Yeah, that's great work, guys.
So that is, and then also the girls lacrosse will be under that, the wrestling will fall under that, the children's theater will fall under that. So we'll have like general fund 48, but then we'll have line items for each one of those.
Yeah, no, children's theater's coming out, it's in the final 1-3-C.
Correct.
Yes, yeah.
So. That's all I have. If there's any questions.
Are your tournaments started yet? Or
tournament.
Or they start this weekend?
They start on the 11th. Baseball starts on the 11th. And we will have, basically right now there's 10 games scheduled for every Saturday, clear till May 21st or something like that.
June.
So, soccer ends in May.
Over at Rocky Mountain, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it'll be on both ball diamonds. So.
And actually, I thought the game started on the 18th, not the 11th.
No, it's the 11th. I'll double check. Okay. It's the 11th. That's what I blocked off.
Yeah, that's the secretary. Well, I asked to run the pitch check, and the people I got aren't coming till the 18th.
So. Oh. I guess we got grandkids working on the 11th. Yeah. Okay,
thank you, Shannon. Had a lot of work.
Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon.
That sounds great.
Your turn, Mr. Public Works. Corey Carter, congratulations.
You've passed your test.
Passed our test.
That's
good.
Right on.
That's great. Yeah. Me and Gunnar both passed, so he's got his sewer collection level 2 now, and I've got me. Well, I've got collection 2, water distribution 2, and then treatment 3. So the only other cert that I'll need to get now is a new one they just came out with for cross connection, which I'm signed up for that one. It'll be, I think it starts the 21st and goes through the 23rd at class. So that one's coming.
And that's those are the ones we needed, right?
Yeah. Cross connection's the only one that I don't have that we need because it's brand new. So
we're legal with the state.
That's awesome.
You're doing great. Thank you.
Good work. That was not easy.
That's a lot of work.
Are all three of you doing the cross connection?
We're all signed up for the class, but then after we signed up for the class, they sent us another email, and it's going to be like $400 to take the test.
Okay.
So I don't know if we all should go and take the test right now. Just we got to look at budgets and just figure. Today we changed 2 4-inch meters at high school with Grover's help. So now we're gonna have, you know, that much more money in our water budget. And we're at 22 non-reading meters when we ran with the laptop, which really the two that we changed, because they were 4-inch, and the old style of 4-inch, it's your big main line, and it has a 1-inch like sideline for low flows. So each one was 2 meters. So really we're gonna be at 20. Because there was one of the four that was reading. So, yeah. And, you know, we hadn't picked up maybe 20 gallons through the 2 meters together the whole time that worked here. And I have pictures, I'll tell you the actual one. That's good. Just in the time of getting the meter set, and then it was like, all right, we're not leaking. We went, got lunch, and went back. We had put antennas on them. The 1 meter had already run 248 gallons. And, you know, there's nobody at school today because it's spring break.
This is true.
And the other one had already run 577. So they've been getting a lot of free water.
They're getting a heck of a deal. They're going to be upset.
Yeah. Well, the one is the meter that waters. It used to do football field, too, but now that's turf. But all the grass out there for their practice field and the baseball diamond.
So how do you explain all that water if no one's at school? They're still watering. They got their
sprinkler systems.
I'm going to say weeks.
Weeks.
Which
they'll probably want to get on up.
If we go over and check tomorrow, if it is a leak, the leak will be on tomorrow because it has to run for 24 hours. And then we can call the school and say, you're losing this much water. We're trying to figure out. Yes. Okay, so we got that.
Thank you for taking care of that. That would be great for the budget.
And then, so that's water. Why did we have a water leak on 13600? It started
a couple weeks ago.
The first day it was just barely seeping through the crack. And where it was at, and where my map showed our water line was nowhere close. Because I know the Riverside Garland, or Riverside East Garland, whatever theirs is called, has lines in that road. So I tried to get a hold of them just to say, hey, you know, I'm not sure if this is mine or yours. Can we be on the same page of who we call? So when we get it dug up and find out, we know. And they said, oh, it's ours, don't worry about it. Cool. Grover showed up to fix that one, got dug down to it. It was ours. Our map was that far off, so had that leak, got that handled.
So they were able to fix it on the south side?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a section of pipe that was about a foot long and it just shot a crack right down the center of it. Because when we got it dug up, there was an old patch job there. We don't know which end of it we hit, but like just a compression fitting, you put like the super cheap rubber gasket in. There was one of those where we dug it up. So we cut that out, put in a longer piece of pipe, and...
What size was it?
2-inch.
Just 2-inch, like, was suspected?
2-inch white PVC device.
Pretty sad looking, too. Yeah, it was like, what was suspected, but we had no idea.
Stuff that's not supposed to be in our water system, which is part of the reason that it's talked about for, like, the water rates. I advise not, you know, giving water away ever, because we have a lot of 2 and 4 and 6-inch lines in town that... Back in the day, it was like, whatever, water is where it needs to. Now it's not kosher. The state is not happy about things like that. It's got to be upsized just to be compliant.
And that's why they had to go fishing for it, because anybody that would know or buried those lines has passed away, and everybody was just guessing.
Yeah, but that's where that's at. And so you're all aware that water, do we have water coming out of the ground river right now? No, that's not to say that we're not leaking everywhere, we just don't know it, but and there's a lot of I would guarantee there's water leaking somewhere we don't know about. Because there's so many abandoned lines in all the roads that it finds one of those and it's gone. They'll never see it unless you dig it up. And then the sewer plant.
Where are we at with that?
So Spindler, this has been
time.
Back to December, I think, when they told me. I want to say first they told me the 1st of January. Anyways, they finally showed up to work on that leak Monday, and they brought a 6-inch pump, so we got the pump set Monday, started pumping Tuesday morning at 7, and we were able to run the pump for like half an hour, and it was moving enough water that the other half is like, it was full. So we had to kill the pump and waited and let, you know, some water leave, and plant run its course, then turn it back on. Well, then we got to where we put so much water in that it was trying to run dirty water out that had been untreated. Mm-hmm. So then we had to shut off everything, leaving the plant, because obviously we can't dump that in the river, and let it sit for hours and do its deal. So we took a 2-inch pump down there to move the water slower so it's not shocking the plant, and have been running that since probably like 1:30 yesterday, and if my math's right, we'll be good in the morning to have it fixed. And the crane's supposed to be back in the morning to lift their scaffolding into the tank so they can get in and work on it.
So that's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a lot of water. I was doing some math. It's 155,000 gallons we've had to move to get to where we're at. So.
Good on you. Yeah.
No, they're big.
Yeah, it's 15 foot deep at the top of the water. We don't have to go all the way to the bottom. We're gonna leave.
Oh, you don't have to.
No, we're gonna leave about 6 foot of water in the tanks, and that'll get them enough room to get where they need to get. I asked them if they wanted empty, and they said no. So we're gonna leave some water in there. Might have to pump it.
Really shut up.
Yeah, finally.
And then we got Xylem monthly.
Yeah.
Making arrangements.
Xylem is. Yeah, we've talked with them and just waiting for them to tell us.
They're just taking their sweet time.
When they can come.
Did they say what that shipping chart was? They have to bring it.
They removed it.
Yeah,
it was on there.
Yeah. It was just a mess up on there and put it on there. So. Questions?
No?
Yeah. Tell us about stop signs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We've got somebody stealing stop signs.
No.
They've stolen four now. So first, it was for northbound on 100 West, when you come to 200 North, if you follow that, we were over at the High New Elementary School, they're building the apartments, as I was leaving, there used to be a stop sign there, but they just taken the pole. So it's like, the old pole landing sign. They left my hub in there. So I came over to the salt shed, I found an old pole I had and an old stop sign, better than nothing, put that one up. And it made it almost a week. And then they stole that one, but when they stole it again, they dug it out of the ground. They took the pole up. And so I noticed that, and that was Friday at like 5, and that road isn't super busy, so I was like, okay. Then Saturday I got a phone call from, I don't remember the officer's name, but another one was missing. So then I drove over there, and there actually were two more missing. So they've taken for now. And I don't know.
Tyler, can you help us with that? Sending an email out right now.
Thank you, sir.
Where are they being stolen from again?
It's by Ribbons above. So he told me that he was going to talk to them and see if they had cameras that would see that.
Pete?
No, it wasn't Pete. I talked to him Friday.
I didn't talk to Pete.
It was, I can't remember the officer's name, probably Saturday. But he said he was going to go talk to them. I don't know if he had been on shift yet or how that all works, but.
Cool. Because they
dug the hubs up and then they dumped the hubs into that construction site, so they might be on video going up that sub street where there's the new cul-de-sac. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
On the old school.
Yeah.
Yeah, they dumped them right there. So
the southbound sign is the one going or the northbound?
Both of them now. Yeah. So at the intersection of 200 North and 100 West,
yeah,
they still hold
between the little daycare and our rental house.
Yep, they still bolt the doors.
Where John lives.
And then on 100 North, coming from Maine going west, they stole that. So they're all right there in a little circle. It's like they pulled one off and decided they wanted another one, walked down the next stop sign and stole that one, and decided they wanted more and went and took another one.
No, so they brought that. Well, the one you saw on that disappeared, so
I noticed it the next day.
Oh,
so, because I'd seen it the day before,
it's still warm,
and it was there, and then it was, where did my sign go? And then it happened again.
Well, so there's a minute in, it takes 5 minutes to work.
Well, I mean, it dug about the size of the podium, pretty good hole. And like the piece of concrete they pulled out was, took two of us to throw them in the truck. They're not light. And that's the other thing. I asked my buddy that worked for UDOT, because I know that there's safety standards for things like that.
Right.
Like, how much can I really do to get that stay in the ground? He said, well, you can't put too much concrete there, because then if a car hits it and it doesn't shear, you're liable.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, I want to put the signs back up, because obviously there's stops I never reason.
Yeah.
But if they're just going to steal my new signs, I don't really want to put them up. Because I don't have budget to just throw signs in there.
Yeah.
Somebody's got me too much time.
We need some public service opportunities.
It's ticked our challenges and calendar.
Oh, so anybody else to put the crabs?
No.
No, but super congratulations.
Yeah.
Very good.
Been working hard, got a lot done, so.
Congrats on this.
Paired up, thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Okay, I guess we will adjourn the work session at 6:27.
Good thing that guy followed you to the class.
Yeah, he told me he was not here for that.